time anywhere, kutiwa kwa taxes. 247 hash, that would be cash advance access. Anytime to my 247, shop shop, no lolela for cash advance. Yeah, 247 hash, that would be cash advance access. Anytime to my 247, shop shop, no lolela for cash advance. Why is it?
The time is 8 hours on Phoenix FM. The main news bulletin is up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
This is a public service announcement from Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Motorists are advised that major routes across Lusaka will be closed for the Absa Marathon from midnight on Saturday, 6th September, until 11 a.m. on the same day. This is in fulfillment of the World Athletics requirement for full route closure for certified marathons. Please take precautions, follow the diversion signs, and plan your day carefully. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. 55 households in Shantumbu and Lilai Road areas petition Zema over alleged environmental pollution. Government to establish processing plants at mines to boost copper output. Third quake strikes Afghanistan as death toll rises. To present the news, I'm Lucille Bondway. 55 households in Kafue's Shantumbu and Lilai Road areas have petitioned the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, over alleged noise pollution and the discharge of effluent by Chinese-owned Coco Enterprises Limited within the community. The residents claim the Chinese-owned company, which bought land in the area last year to establish a water and soft drink manufacturing plant, has yet to convert its land use from agricultural to industrial and lacks planning approval from relevant authorities, but has still been allowed to operate within a residential neighborhood. The community chairman, Lennox Kalonde, says despite several complaints to ZEMA, the Lusaka City Council and other government departments, no action has been taken. Mr. Kalonde has also disclosed that the factory is located about 150 meters from the Saudi Arabia donated hospital under construction, raising fears of possible health risks. He further alleges that Coco Enterprises may not have followed the correct procedures before setting up operations, which he says are negatively affecting the community. The affected residents are therefore demanding urgent intervention from relevant authorities to stop the noise pollution and the release of effluent.
I reached a gentleman who bought the land from them last year, and this year we came 2 months ago and shifted, which we thought was a way out, but unfortunately it turned out to be a factory releasing water and soft drink. So this factory, as the machinery, which normally makes noise to the neighbors, and also there is air pollution. So we complained to the Lusaka Planning Authority, we were written back to, saying that they will pay back to us.
And when contacted, a company representative, who only identified herself as Joy, admitted to noise pollution complaints, and confirms that the firm has since stopped using its industrial generator to mitigate power outages, but denied any wrongdoing regarding the alleged release of effluent.
For the chemical, we didn't throw any chemicals in outside. And also for the noise pollution, that we already stopped that the generator because the power. So we are already buying the 24 hours power. We're not using the generator anymore.
Efforts to reach ZEMA Corporate Affairs Manager Ruth Kamui for comment proved futile as her phone went unanswered by broadcast time. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has disclosed plans to establish processing plants in most mines, particularly for copper, to meet the 3 million metric ton copper output target by 2031. The Ministry of Mines Permanent Secretary, Dr. Hapenga Kabeta, says the move aims to respond to the current situation where many mines export raw copper without local processing. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Kabeta says the ministry and the Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, are working on a regulatory framework for critical minerals requiring mining companies to increase local processing and smelting capacity after 10 years of operations. He has clarified that the regulations aim to encourage investment in smelters and downstream facilities for job creation and boosting value-added exports. Dr. Kabeta has explained that priority will be given to fast-tracking policy details and investment packages that make local processing commercially viable, with the aim to position Zambia as a regional hub for refined copper by the end of the decade.
We don't have any processing facility, but what we do, under the regulations we are trying to come up with critical minerals, we would want, after 10 years of operation, mining companies must be able to start venturing into increasing or improving on their processing, or should I call it smelting capacity. And to do that, we are saying in that law that the Minister of Finance and Minister of Commerce, which is ZDA, will come up with possible regulations or incentives to incentivize companies that invest in the smelting capacity.
The Zambia Renewable Energy Association, ZARENA, Vice Chairman Michael Tani, says Zambia must go beyond the opportunities provided in the Southern Africa Power Pool, SAP, to ensure a more balanced and stable power supply. Mr. Tani notes that while SAP facilitates power trade between countries, it faces transmission challenges that could abruptly disrupt power flow. He is proposing fast-tracking projects like the Zambia-Tanzania-Kenya interconnector, which offers a more stable alternative to the current Zimbabwe-Mozambique-Namibia pool. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Tani believes expanding these interconnectors to create a superhighway for power trade will allow for more efficient power trade across countries and stability for Zambia during periods of deficit. He adds that prioritizing these projects would bring the region closer to a sustainable energy market, with Zambia playing a key role.
Those interconnector projects, they have constraints as well. Sometimes you can have a system instability in another country and it could come across into your country. And as we go into East Africa, it'll help even more. But as you said in the presentation, we can make those interconnectors much, much bigger. So instead of like we're a small road between countries now, what we have in mind is a superhighway. So it's both our ground for entrepreneurs and investors and creative people to look at new technology. So that's the vision that the country has. And we're getting there step by step. But I think for now, we just want to see a few projects get financial close. But we need to bring the dollars.
Patriotic Front PF member of the Central Committee, Brian Mondovile, has challenged the UPND administration to reconsider implementing life audits on government officials. Mr. Mondovile has expressed concerns over the perceived unfair application of the law, particularly toward former ministers under the PF regime. He has questioned the silence on conducting life audits on current government officials, despite the UPND's strong stance on the issue whilst in opposition. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mondovile suggests that some government officials may have amassed significant wealth during their 4 years in power, which they cannot account for unless an audit is conducted.
The idea of the UPND when they were in opposition, they were calling for lifestyle audit. Today they are very quiet about it. And yet members of society and you can attest to how much wealth these individuals have accumulated. And nobody's interested in talking about lifestyle audit anymore. It's only proceeds of crime. The member of the opposition is found with a property, with suspected property, and not members of the UPND. Indeed, it's a major concern because the law is not being applied equitably, and we therefore question some of these convictions, because if the law is only applicable to those in opposition, we must question the entire criminal justice system.
In global news, a magnitude 5.6 earthquake struck Afghanistan's remote southeastern region on Thursday night. The third quake in 6 days as the death toll from the first